It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk a little defense, shall we? John Butler says the guys are playing really well together. Says we have multiple guys who can play multiple positions, which we kind of anticipated and expected, and I was very curious to see how they were going to do it coming into the season. They're moving guys all over the place, all sorts of different packages. Now, we'll see what it really looks like in 2 weeks, because I guarantee they ain't showing everything. But so far, it's been interesting to watch. Wasn't trying to get a shutout. That's not what I heard in Rule's halftime speech. Wasn't trying to get a shutout. Thoughts? I'm just going to stop. I mean, that's the middle of the sentence, but what's your thoughts there, Jake?
I mean, I would need more context because that is a weird starting point because isn't that, I mean, wouldn't that be the goal pretty much any time, especially if you're close to getting a shutout?
Okay, more context coming. Right. I paused because context is key and I just wanted to have fun with the statement for a second. Wasn't trying to get the shutout, comma, but to play to our standard, which is what Rule talked about in the halftime speech as well. Says we still have a ways to go. Yeah, playing like that consistently versus really, really good teams is something we haven't seen yet because we haven't seen consistent good teams on the schedule just yet. I will say, the halftime speech, Rule talked about the standard and the standard he expects. He did also mention the shutout. And I'm not going to lie to you, I wanted the shutout before the game. I didn't predict it because it's really hard to shut somebody out. Like, they could have just simply made the field goal before half. You know, that's not something we can really control. Now, we blocked the other one, Riley Van Poppel did in the second half. And they had just been shut out. So for a team to get shut out 2 weeks in a row, I didn't expect that. But my Lord, did I want it. There's just something being a defensive guy. It's like the ultimate insult to the opposing offense. Like, you couldn't even get lucky and score. Your defense didn't even score for you. No safety, no pick six, no weird bounce of the ball. You get the ball to 15, go backwards, 4th and 20, kick a 42-yard field goal. None of that. Something as a defensive guy. Just take a little pride in that. The first shutout I was ever involved in was a non-conference game versus Troy. And I remember at halftime, Pelini was the D coordinator. Solch was head coach. He went off. He wanted that. It was similar to Rule's speech, but I think more Pelini language. He wanted that shutout so bad. And then when we got it, he was pretty excited about it. All right. Oh, here we go. Says the run defense is a work in progress. So, week one, Akron, 89 yards of rushing versus Wyoming. They had 113 yards of rushing versus us. They did run the ball for more attempts versus us, but it's also Nebraska, Wyoming. Their starting running back still had 5 yards of carry. Now, there was a little bit of leakiness in the second half. Now, that's not entirely on the starters. Other guys were in the game at that point. But it says the run defense is a work in progress. Your thoughts on that real quick. I have a couple, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, again, it's kind of a lot. It's kind of straightforward kind of talk from your coaches. That's not what I would ideally want to hear from a coach, you know, kind of going into your third game. But it is, I mean, it's kind of evident that's kind of where they're at. So Obviously, the secondary is the strength of the team. The passing defense seems to be in a spot where you wouldn't call it a work in progress. But, you know, to be honest, everything still is, right? We don't know what we don't know. And we don't, you know, Nebraska hasn't faced their best opponents that they will see this season to date. So, you know, everything's a bit of a work in progress. That probably can be stated. I think it made at least strides from one game to the next.
I mean, you're going into the week three of the season. It's obviously still a work in progress. That's fair to say. All right. Said Kate Bierzak has great DNA when it comes to being a football player. In other words, things just tend to come naturally to some people. Some people can be talented, but it doesn't always come naturally to them. Some people may not be as talented physically, but just they're just ball players. Things tend to come naturally to them. Then you get the rare guy who's talented. Things come naturally. They work hard and things come together. I don't know if that'll be Kate as an overall whole, but I think that's what Butler is saying, is things tend to come naturally to him. He's obviously got some physical tools as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Says they should have played Cade Moore against Cincinnati. Now, Butler has been happy with how hard Desan McCullough has played. Says Desan is smart, prepared, executes well. You look at him, I mean, he's an NFL player. Like, when I saw him last spring, I'd never met him, only seen his picture. The instant I saw him, I'm like, that's Desan McCullough. I know exactly who that is. Like, him and Waniri just stand out. All right, wants to run an NFL defense because we are an NFL program. Thoughts on that?
Interesting. I can't get Bill Belichick's 33rd NFL team out of my
head from North Carolina. Why you got to bring that up?
Well, it's not always the bet. Like, I get it.
33rd NFL team. I like that.
And they've got NFL experience, obviously, from Coach Rule to Coach Butler. So I get why you say that. That's the goal for everybody. Just, you know, with the Callahan. You know, sometimes it just doesn't leave the best taste in your mouth. But
I like how you lingered, looked at me because you know I played for Callahan a bit.
For you, Callahan over there. Yeah.
Hey, went off the rails in 07. My last year was 06. Go ahead.
That's right.
Look it up. It's the truth. Sorry. Go ahead. You got any other final thoughts?
No.
You lingered when you looked at me and said Callahan. I'm like, all right. Anything else?
No, but I mean, all together, that's the goal for a lot of these guys. They'll be pretty prepared. Obviously, at the next level, if they've been coached or taught to NFL standards.
So, I don't know why I remember Rule's press conferences going all the way back to December so well. There was a press conference in December. Maybe it was January. White had just left a couple of weeks earlier. Butler had just been named the DC. So, probably January by this point, maybe mid-January. And he talked about what he wanted to do different coverage-wise and running NFL coverages and a lot of the different things they wanted to do. I'm like, that's coming directly from Butler, who was the secondary's coach, probably didn't get to run what he wanted to run entirely last year, and now he's the D coordinator, and this is what they want to do, and Rule's on board, and it's a lot more NFL-style stuff. I think that's how Butler is approaching this, and I think that's what he means by that. Says, Houston Christian runs the ball well, very consistent. All right? What's your goal for our run defense? Give me two numbers, and then we'll get out of here. Total run yards allowed. I don't care if they run the ball 20 times or 60 times. Total run yards allowed and yards per carry average allowed. What's your goal?
For Houston Christian.
For us against Houston Christian's offense.
Yeah. I was just making sure you're not talking about the season. Because I think generally I think a pretty baseline goal is to hold opponents under 100 yards rushing. I think you're in a pretty good spot there. Being that it is Houston Christian, and you need to improve on this, I... You know, maybe move that down to 80 and keep him under, you know, I think 4 yards of carry is generally a pretty good goal for a defense, maybe 3.6, somewhere around there.
Not far off. I was going to say under 89 because that Akron, what they ran against Wyoming, still sticks in my craw. They did more against us. So under 89 versus Houston Christian. Yards per carry, the number that pops in my head is I want to see under 3. That's a lofty number. How about under 3.3? I don't know why. It's 3 point something, and then it lingered out there in the air, and I had to come up with a number. I want under 3. Under 3 per carry. And I know that's daunting, but if we got a high bar, if 33-0 at halftime ain't what we're looking for, then under 3 per carry. That's my goal for the team. All right, Elijah Judy did take the stage briefly, talked about Cade. All right, says seeing Cade go out and make plays has been one of the best parts of his season. Cade is going to be a factor after Elijah Judy leaves. Judy is a senior this season. Says Rule's halftime speech was nothing new to them. It's the standard. Wants to play faster and be more physical. Love all of that. Don't have a whole lot to add to it. The only thing I would say, let's continue to see it on the field and improve each and every week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a glorious day. I'll see you fine folks on Thursday. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.